This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mornings with Matt. I apologize for the delay today. Maybe this is more like a midday with Matt kind of thing, but either way, I hope you're ready to talk about some baseball because we have a lot to get into today. Let's start with the American League this morning. The ALCS is underway, and the Tampa Bay Rays have a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros. The Rays won Game 1 by a score of 2-1 thanks to some offensive power from Randy Arozarena, who's having a great postseason this year. They then took Game 2 by a score of 4-2. They got started early in the game in the first inning. A big 3-run home run by Manuel Margot put them up early on. Margot then followed that up with a fantastic diving catch in right field in the top of the second inning. He dove over the fence down into that little ditch behind the right field fence, came up with the ball, and he looked like he could have gotten injured there, but he did stay in the rest of the game, so I guess he ended up being all right after that catch. Carlos Correa hit a solo home run in the sixth inning, but Mike Zunino followed that up with a solo home run of his own in the seventh. George Springer hit an RBI double in the ninth, but it was not enough for the Astros to complete the comeback. Game 3 goes down tonight with Ryan Yarbrough taking on Jose Urquidy on the mound. First pitch is scheduled for 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time. The Braves got a big win in Game 1 against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the NLCS. They got started in the top of the first inning. MVP candidate Freddie Freeman with a big home run to put the Braves up 1-0. From there, it was a pitcher's duel until the bottom of the fifth when Kike Hernandez hit a solo home run of his own to tie it up at one run apiece. It looked like it could go into extra innings for a while when neither team could get any offense going until Austin Riley came up in the top of the ninth inning and hit a monster home run to put the Braves back on top. He was followed with an RBI single by Marcell Ozuna that scored Ronald Acuña Jr. Finally, Ozzie Albies came up big with a two-run home run that put the Braves up 5-1 in the top of the ninth. Braves starting pitcher Max Fried pitched six innings, giving up just one run on four hits and striking out nine Dodger batters throughout the night. The Braves are the final undefeated team left in the postseason. They swept the Reds in the wildcard round, swept the Marlins in the NLDS, and they won Game 1 against the Dodgers. The Dodgers were previously undefeated before their loss last night. Now, it was a big win for the Braves, but there was a little bit of bad news as Adam Duvall hurt his oblique during a swing in the second inning. You see here an awkward swing and he crutches his left side. He left the game, was replaced by outfield prospect Christian Pache. It's unclear how long Duvall will be out. Now, one of the things that people noticed during the game was the tightness of Dodgers starting pitcher Walker Buehler's pants. If you look at this picture here, you see they are pretty tight, and a reporter asked him about it after the game, but he really didn't feel like talking after the loss.
Hey, Walker. Walker Buehler's pants were trending on Twitter tonight.
Pray another time or place, Michael. Thank you, Walker.
Now, while the Braves did get that big win 5-1 in Game 1, they left a lot of runners on base. 10 runners throughout the game got on base for the Braves and were not able to come home and score. That can't happen throughout the rest of the series. You can't make those kind of mistakes against the Dodgers and expect to keep winning games. The Braves are going to have to work on their offense, hitting with runners on base, runners in scoring position, if they want to win this series and advance to the World Series. But I'm looking forward to the rest of this series. I'm looking forward to the rest of the ALCS also. Two more games tonight, NLCS at 6:05 and the ALCS at 8:40 p.m. I hope you guys enjoyed the games tonight, and I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday.